Right, good morning to you. Seamus, Maeve and Jennifer making comments during the course of the morning about John Dalit's car being attacked in Kilray a couple of days ago at a loyalist parade where he was visiting a Chinese restaurant and his car was attacked. And you're all three of you describing it as a shameful activity. We did try to get John on the programme a little earlier, but as yet he hasn't been available to speak to us. John Dalit is a member of the SDLP, as indeed is our next guest, Declan Boyle, or at least he was a member of the SDLP, Councillor Declan Boyle. Declan, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Just on that about John Dalit, that must have been a scary experience for him, having his car attacked by members of a loyalist band parade in Kilray.
Absolutely. And I wish John well, and I hope he gets over his experience speedily. We thought we were past this type of thing, but obviously we're not past it in total. And we need to get looked at this so this type of thing won't happen again.
Now, John Dalit is still a member of the SDLP. You're not, Declan. And indeed, three SDLP councillors in Belfast have dramatically quit the party. They've accused Colm Eastwood of a lack of leadership. And the representatives we were talking about, Pat Convery, who was indeed a Lord Mayor at one point, yourself and Kate Mullen have all stood down. And this is on the issue of abortion, really. You were suspended by the party, I think it was back in April, after you abstained from a particular vote at the council condemning the harassment of women by anti-abortion activists outside one of the healthcare facilities. All the other councillors who attended the meeting that night, including those from the DUP, voted in favour of the resolution where they didn't want women to be harassed by anti-abortion activists. Why did you three abstain on that?
Quite simply, we thought further clarification from the party headquarters, and it didn't come. So we thought best thing to do was to abstain. Having said that, there's no way do we support any harassment of anybody. So let's get that clear right from the start. We are not supporting anybody being harassed or intimidated.
But when your boss at the SDLP, the leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, when he told you, and the chief whip told you, to vote in favour of condemning the harassment of the women, you didn't do it.
That's right. We didn't do it because we saw there was more in the motion than simply that. The motion came in two paragraphs. The first paragraph was that which we didn't have any issue with. It was the second paragraph which we did have concern about. We sought further clarification on that. It wasn't forthcoming, and we thought we were in an awkward position, and the best thing we could do at that moment in time was to abstain, and that's what we did. But the issue
what was the gist of that second paragraph?
I can't remember. I don't have it at hand. I can't remember just off. But the issue is today is about the way the party has treated the three of us from then to now, and that's what the issue of concern, that's what the issue of resignation was about, is that we sought to meet the leadership. We'd written to them several times. We'd communicated with them a number of times, sir. And there was a meeting which was to be arranged with Colm Eastwood on the 21st of April, and at the last minute, he was through. He didn't turn up there.
Yeah, so you're not happy with Colm Eastwood as the leader of the party. That's obvious because he didn't meet with you. But is it not a sense of putting the boot into him while he's down because he had such a poor show in the recent Westminster elections that this is a chance to really get a bit of spite on him?
No, that's not at all, because if we wanted to do that, we could have resigned a week before the election, or 2 weeks before the election, tried to do it. That wasn't our intention at all.
Yeah, but that would have only scuppered Alistair MacDonald or indeed Margaret Ritchie, people like that.
Well, of course it would have, but we wouldn't. That wasn't the intention one bit. The intention was to hold fire. We were told it'll get resolved after the election, and this thing kept moving. This crossbar kept moving. The posts were moving all around the pitch at this case. We had written to them. We had engaged with them several times for this meeting. And I take the point where Colm Eastwood may have been tied up on various other things. There was nobody from the leadership. Nobody turned up to meet us. Nobody wanted to talk to us. We'd written to them several times. This was refused. This was, we look at it. We push it down the pipe. That is no way to lead. That's the problem. It's the way we've been treated from April until now, and we weren't, and sought clarification from them that we wanted meetings, we wanted to resolve this, but it wasn't reciprocated from the other side. There were no meetings arranged. We tried several times. We tried to solicit several times. There was nothing coming back from the other side. And for anybody to say that they didn't participate in the process is absolutely outrageous. It's incorrect.
I see from the way that Suzanne Breen has reported it in the Belfast Telegraph today that between you, you've 50 years service for the S, or 50 yeah. years service within the SDLP.
And I'm not entitled to a meeting.
And I can understand why you feel that you would be entitled to a meeting, but this is reinforcing a view that's held quite widely, that the SDLP is unravelling, the SDLP is falling apart.
That's not my fault. You know, I went out over the election. I helped put up over 1,000 posters with people. I did my part. As all we wanted to do was to get a meeting which could have resolved things. That meeting wasn't forthcoming. Now, you can imagine that in a company. Imagine that in a company. We can't get talking to the boss. What sort of company would that be? We can't get talking to the directors. Anyway. What way is that to run anything?
Yes, but politics is a special game, and if a chief whip tells you how to vote, you vote.
Well, just on that, the chief whip told us that we were suspended the Wednesday, but then the meeting didn't take place till the Thursday, apparently. So where was the meeting, and who was at the meeting? And these are questions which we wanted to ask, and we didn't get any facility from the other side of the meeting to ask a number of questions. We sent questions. That evening that we received the letter, that evening we replied to it. And the final paragraph on the letter from the minister talks about, I'm happy to discuss any element of this disciplinary action and can be contacted on this number. We emailed, we texted, and we left a voicemail that evening. And we still are waiting a reply.
There are
several communications between then and now. We are still awaiting this meeting, which never took place. So you can see why people are aggrieved. We were told you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. People out there elected us to serve them in the public sphere, and we were being restricted. And what we wanted was a meeting which could have taken no more than half an hour to resolve this. It wasn't forthcoming. We were, before any hearing of any sort, we were judged and put down.
Can it be undone, or are you out of the SDLP, standing as three independent councillors working against the SDLP now?
I think that's questions for the SDLP.
So you're obviously an independent now, and you probably buy into the argument that is abroad that the SDLP is unravelling?
I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying if our issue is to be resolved, that's a Colm Eastwood issue, and maybe he will meet, that's up to Colm Eastwood.
But you might rejoin the party?
I think we would have to consider anything that was there. But this is this is going on now nearly 3 months, and we have not had the facility. Where else would this happen? This isn't about trying to unravel anybody. If we had wished or sought to do the party harm, we could have done that before the election. It wasn't about that. Not at one bit was it about that. But on the other hand, that we need, we thought we were entitled to a meeting, and any other walk of life, you would get this. Why did we not get a meeting despite several requests for this meeting?
Yes, I understand the argument you're putting in the real world about having the meeting, but in the political world, the defiance of chief whip usually is going beyond the pale.
Well, I think it's fair. I don't think we were under instruction from the chief whip at the time. That certainly wasn't made clear. Having said that, it's not as if we're over busy and dormant this past number of weeks. I think we could have facilitated a meeting.
Now, there's a gentleman called David, I think, wants to ask you a question, Declan. David, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, David.
I'm just wondering if, now that Declan has resigned, I heard him mention he put up 1,000 posters in his constituency. Does that mean they're going to stay stuck up on the lamppost for the next year?
It's interesting, Declan. A lot of people are asking that question. I think you've still got a bit of breathing space, or do you, to take the posters down? This comes up every morning after an election.
Yes, I get that. I think most of the posters are down, and if we could highlight where the posters are, then we could maybe go and lift them and retrieve them. But I think most of the posters are taken down by now.
Yeah, but just out of interest, now that you're no longer a member of the SDLP, would you go and take down an SDLP poster?
Oh, I probably would.
just out of sheer, just out of a sheer community spirit.
Yes,
The idea of the three of you, Kate Mullen, Pat Convery, and yourself, being at loggerheads with the SDLP, it's about this very serious issue of abortion, and that's a nettle that's going to have to be grasped eventually here in Northern Ireland, isn't it?
It is, yes, and I'm entitled to my view the same as you're entitled to your view, and I shouldn't fall out with you if your view's not the same as mine.
And you're
people are entitled to their view on it. But it is a thorny issue. I get that.
Well, you're absolutely clear then that the people who protest outside Mary Stopes should not be there.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying people are entitled to protest. People are, if that was the case, there'd be no protest anywhere for anything. Wouldn't that be a great word?
Yes, but are they not by their presence harassing women at the most delicate stage of decision making in relation to whether or not they retain the fetus or not?
I can get the emotiveness attached to it. There's no question about that. But I'm simply saying, if you're going down the road of people being allowed to protest or not, then that's another question for another day. We take everything into the round if that's the case. But the idea is, and my understanding, as of now, or as of today, my understanding is there has been no cases. The police have prosecuted nobody, and there has been no cases of intimidation or harassment. But that's not the argument. I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, but just on that, do you not accept that women or men or groups of people standing outside the clinic, standing there, maybe saying the rosary, standing there praying, maybe handing out leaflets, do you not find that that is a form of harassment, considering what the woman visiting the centre might be going through in terms of her decision-making?
Well, all that goes down to interpretation. If somebody's reaching you a leaflet on something or other, I don't classify that the same as somebody screaming and shouting and roaring. They're not the same type of thing. Having said that, it depends what interpretation one wants to take from things like this. But I appreciate it's a motive. There's no question about that. We all know that. But as it stands, I'm told that there has been no cases of that. But that's not the argument for today. That's for another day. But as I said, I am entitled to my opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. And somebody else is entitled to their opinion. And they all may not be the same. But having said that, on issues of morality or faith, then people have their own call and should be free to have their own call on this. And I shouldn't be reprimanded because my view is not the same as yours.
Would you be open to an invitation from another party?
Well, that's for another day. We'll leave that for another day.
All right. Declan Boyle, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. He's not ruling out possibly joining another party, staying independent, even open to the option of going back into the SDLP. But one thing for sure is he is not happy with the leader of the SDLP, who is Colm Eastwood.